Ain't no mountain high enough here on the Mix Sun 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD.
Here when you need us.
Yes. You paused a hair.
Was that a hair too long? I never know how much pause to put on that.
I got spooked. I was worried that it wasn't going to happen.
Well, it is Halloween. And you will get spooked tonight, I guarantee you.
Yeah, 4 hours trapped in the studio with Steve King and Johnny Putman.
And me.
Oh, yeah, and you.
Oh, yeah.
7 to 11 tonight, mm-hmm. We have the WKGC Friends and Family Spooktacular.
And you'll hear many familiar voices coming and going during this thing. We're having people who have appeared on the radio before, people who do shows at different hours coming through, and we have two bands, and we'll have the Family Woods Band, and then we'll have Lucky Mud. So, live music, scary stories, scary music, and everything else. It's sort of like a scary 4-hour version of the Mix.
Something like that.
Something like that. Okay, and one more time. Oh, first of all, let's make sure that people know that coming up after the Mix this morning will be Boomer Bill's Rock and Roll Radio Hour, and then after that is Wayne Gentry and the Rewind.
Yes.
All today, and then after that we'll switch the signal over to NPR, and you can find out what's going on in the world. One more time, Jason, how to get tickets.
The musical Godspell opens tomorrow, November 1st, in the Amelia Center Theater here on the Panama City campus of Gulf Coast State College. Friday, Saturday, 7:30, and the same schedule for November 8th, 9th, mm-hmm. and 10th. Easiest way is online at gulfcoast.edu/arts, and you can reserve your tickets, or there's plenty of seats in the Amelia Center Theater. We have 500 seats. You can just come to the box office. The box office opens an hour before each performance. Mm-hmm. They're free for FSU and Gulf Coast student, faculty, and staff with a valid ID. $20 general admission, $10 for students, seniors, and military. And we'd love to have you come out. This is one's appropriate for all ages, which isn't always true of our shows. But this is great. It's going to be a good time. And we're...
And if you email,
if you email
Jason Hedden, that's jhedden at gulfcoast.edu, and mention this broadcast, you can do a BOGO ticket.
Yeah, we'll give you two for the price of one. Mention that you heard it here on WKGC. We appreciate everything you guys do to help us promote the events here at the college, and specifically in visual and performing arts. And Tori Shea is going to be live from the Amelia Center mm-hmm. Theater tomorrow for opening night. So that's exciting. Stop by the WKGC tent and visit Tori. She may be, depending on the weather, we might have her in mm-hmm. inside
it might be
or
cold.
Outside.
It's going to be, it won't be warm getting here tomorrow night. By performance time, we're probably going to be, low 60s or so tomorrow night. So it'll be a beautiful, great. Beautiful, clear evening. Go out and see a play.
We'd love to have you.
Well, it's time for our vitamin B.
No, Maggie Beatles did this. Maggie picked it.
Yes. And what is the vitamin B, Tom?
Well, some off-air consultation between the two of us, we realized there is really only one vitamin B that is appropriate for Halloween. And
sure.
So here it is. Here's one that was, some people say, was written about a tombstone. Some other people say it was written about an actress in Hard Day's Night, but we're not really sure. Your vitamin B of today is Eleanor Rigby here on WKGC.